Thank you. It is a real blessing, privilege, and an honor to be with you once again to bring the gospel to you. I love preaching. I love preaching God's word, and that's all I want to deliver unto you is the message of salvation. Jesus brought salvation down from heaven. He left the splendor of heaven. He left the portals of heaven. He left all the goodness and the wonderful things of heaven to come down to die and to take our place in this sin-cursed world. What a marvelous Savior that He is. Nobody else could have done it. God in flesh, reincarnated in a human body. The Son of God became the Son of Man, you see, and He died for sinners. He took our place. He took the punishment that I had coming. He took the penalty of sin that was on me. And He takes away all that shame, all the guilt, all the things that are weighed in the balance and found wanting, all those things that are against us. He came and He fulfilled the law, and He took it out of the way, and He nailed it to His cross that we might have salvation. This is a wonderful and a blessed gift of eternal life. That's all He has to offer you. We're talking about an eternal God, so He's going to offer eternal life. And He says that no man shall be able to pluck them out of my hand. Once He saves you, He's got a hold on you, and He will continue to hold you, and He will continue to carry you through this life and on into eternity. You see, our minds can't comprehend eternity. It's too vast. It's too much for our minds to comprehend. But I know that it's so. The just shall live by faith, and we must believe by faith if you want to make it into heaven. That's hard for people to do because they've never really heard the Word of God. You can't just have faith on your own. You can't just use your own intellect to have faith. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And if you're going to have some faith, somebody's got to preach to you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's what I want to bring to you today. I want to preach the message of salvation. I want to preach to you about faith, about what Jesus has done for you. And faith comes by hearing God's Word. And if you're not ready to hear, then you can't have faith. You can't truly and truly understand. You can't truly believe in what Jesus has done for you. It takes real preaching, and it takes real faith in God's Word. And the only way you can have that is through the preaching. This is a spiritual book, spiritually given, and it must be spiritually discerned, because the natural man receiveth not of the things of the Spirit of God. And I didn't receive those things before I got saved. I knew that it was true. I had heard the Word of God from my youth, from a very young boy, as long as I can remember. I went to a real church where the Word of God was going forth and it was being preached. But you see, I was just a natural person. I was just a carnal person. I was just a sinner, and I still am a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. And God's grace has overshadowed my darkened soul, and He spoke peace to my heart when I finally opened up my ears. I truly started to listen. That's where that hearing comes from. That's where the faith could get in there. Faith came by hearing. When I really wanted to hear what the Lord had to say to me, that's when I got understanding about how to be saved and born again. So I incline that you would open your ears to God's voice, because He speaks to you whether you think so or not. He's trying to warn you. That's what He did for me. I didn't really take heed to it. I heard His voice on the inside. You can hear Him speaking to you and tenderly calling you. He'll say that you need to get your heart right if you want to make it into heaven. He'll come to you in the dark of the night when you're there by yourself. And when you get by yourself and you put everything aside, maybe you lay in your bed and you sit and you do some real thinking, God will come to you and He'll speak to you. And He'll give you some understanding, and He'll comfort you if you're saved. But if you're not saved, He'll speak to you, and He'll say, you need to get saved. You need to come to Him just like you are, and He'll save you, and He'll do something for you. He'll do something that this world cannot do. This world can't give you peace. That's what people are lacking. That's what people really and truly look for. When we go and commit sin, when we live in the pleasures of sin for a season, we're trying to satisfy ourselves because we're all empty on the inside. If you're not saved, you're empty. Sure, you have things on the inside. You have joy and you have peace about things going on around you. Maybe you have a good family. Maybe you have a good home life. Maybe you have a good paying job and things are going well for you. And that's good. And those things are a blessing from God. But I'll tell you, on the inside, you need peace. You need peace inside your soul, the immortal you, the real you. This body's going to wear down one day, and this body's going back to the dust from whence it came. But your soul is going to live forever. When God breathed his breath into Adam's nostrils, he became a living soul. And now everybody that's born into this world has a living soul, and they have understanding, especially those that have a mind. There are people that are slow, and they don't have a mind. They're under God's grace. They'll make it into heaven no matter what, because they don't have that knowledge and understanding of what's going on. But you, if you have an understanding and God has given you a mind to know good and evil, then you need to get your sins forgiven, because you're a sinner. I had no problem seeing myself as a sinner. I had a sinful life. I had many sinful habits that I partook of, and that's why I ran from God. I thought he wouldn't save me by the way I was living. You see, I was living in a very sinful way, but I'm glad that he reached down anyway, and he had mercy upon me. You see, his hand is not shortened that he can't reach down here and save the vilest of sinners. He'll save you. All you got to do is come to him, because Jesus has already done all the work. You see, he came down. He had an immaculate birth. It was prophesied about in the Old Testament how a virgin would conceive and bring forth a son, and they would call his name Emmanuel. And that's exactly what happened. In the book of Matthew, he came down and the angels came and proclaimed Emmanuel. There he was. And they called his name Jesus. And he was to save the people from their sins. And he lived a perfect life. Think about it. A God in flesh living in our rotten bodies, just like a body like you and I have. But he never committed a sin. Never had a sinful thought. All he did was going about doing good. And he knew he had a goal in mind, and that was Calvary. He had to get to Calvary to pay the price for sinners, because the Bible says that cursed is the man that hangeth upon a tree. He became a curse for us. That law shows us that we are guilty, that we're guilty before God. If you break one thing of the law as far as God's commandments, then you're guilty of all, and everybody's broken it. I mean, we're all human. There's no way possible that you can live a perfect life, because you're in an imperfect body. You see, and you, everybody needs a Savior. And if you don't receive him as your personal Savior, you'll lift up your eyes in a literal burning hell. And I don't want you to go there. That's why I'm trying to preach to you. I'm trying to preach you out of hell. I don't want you to go there. That's what I was afraid of. Before I got saved, the fear of God was in me. I did not want to die in my sins and wake up in hell. I was afraid to die. That was my biggest fear. I had many things in life that I was afraid of and feared, but the biggest thing was dying in sin and going to hell. And that's because somebody preached the truth to me. That's because somebody preached to me the difference between heaven and hell. If you come to Jesus like you are, believe that he died for your sins on that cross, and that he resurrected the third day, and he is still alive. He's not in that tomb any longer. He got up and he walked away. Just like it was nothing. I mean, he got up from the grave, and now he's seated at the right hand of God, interceding for us. I don't worship a dead God. He is a true and a living Savior, and I have living proof that he's alive. He's alive in me. You see, I'm a very shy person. I'm not somebody that will just go up and talk to people, especially in my past. But now I have something to tell him about. And he's put that love inside of me. You see, this is a supernatural love inside my soul. Something I didn't have before. Something I didn't even know about before. When I came to him like I was, I remember it just like it was yesterday. I mean, it's just so fresh in my mind. Over 6 years ago, it seems like just a moment. But it's been over 6 years ago since I got saved and born again. Since a change happened in my life. And it wasn't a change that I forced. Something that I said, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to start going to church and serving God. That's not how it works. You see, he did all the changing on the inside of me. I just had to bring my broken heart and my contrite spirit. You see, in the Word of God, when Jesus was there on the cross and he fulfilled everything that he came to fulfill, he cried out with a voice and said, "It is finished." He finished the work. He did everything that needed to be done for salvation. And now our part is the easy part. Come to him just like we are, believing that he died for us, believing that he got up the third day, believing that he'll save us, and you just repent of your sins, call out to him out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and it just like that, he will save you. That is exactly how it happened for me. I came to him just like I was. Over 6 years ago, I was at work. I was sitting on my little machine there, and just grinding along, and I was pouring out my heart to God. I wasn't on my knees physically, but on the knees of my heart, I was stooped down low. And I said, Lord, I don't know what else to say. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to talk to you. But I know one thing is certain. I need help. I don't want to live in this condition any longer. I'm afraid to die. And Lord, I need salvation. I need what the preacher was talking about. He told me that you'd save me if I came to you, if I repented of my sins. And I did. I told the Lord, I'm sorry for all those sins I committed. And I got specific. I mean, I called them out exactly what I was ashamed of. And how I had shamed him and ran from him all that time. And I said, Lord, please forgive me. Have mercy upon me and save me, because I want to serve you. I want to have that true peace and joy that the preacher told me about. I want to have that eternal life and that eternal joy that the preacher told us about. And faith came by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that faith, I had just enough faith to believe that Jesus would save me. And when I called out to him, and I meant it with all my heart, I didn't repeat after a preacher. There was nobody there. I didn't say anything out loud with a voice. I was all speaking from the heart, out of my soul, out of the depths of my soul. I cried unto him, and this poor man cried, and the Lord heard my feeble cry, and he delivered me out of all of my troubles, and he delivers me every single day. I mean, he is with me every single day. When I get fretful, when I get fearful, and you will in this flesh, being human, he comes to me and he comforts me. I say, Lord, this is in your hands. Have mercy upon me and help me through it, because I can't do it alone. And you can't either. I mean, you've made it this far in your life, and it's only by God's grace. It's not because you're something special, not because you're high and mighty, but it's because of God's mercy. He blesses us even when we don't acknowledge him. He causes it to rain upon the just and the unjust. And he is a merciful Savior. He is a merciful God. If he gave us what we deserve, we'd all be consumed. We'd all go to hell. We'd all come up short. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we can't reach that glory without the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, applied to our souls. And Jesus shed his precious blood on Calvary for you and for me. And all you got to do is receive it into your heart. The invitation has gone out. If you've heard this message and it's touched your heart, all you got to do is come to him just like you are. Today is the day of salvation, because tomorrow may never come. It may never come to you. You may wake up, you may not wake up the next day, but I'll tell you, it's time to get it right now. Come to him like you are, and he will save you, and he'll make you a new creature. A new creature will be born inside of you, and you'll be somebody you never thought you would be. You'll be a Christian, somebody that can help others. You'll have a supernatural love on the inside, a supernatural peace. I'm talking about a supernatural salvation that he provided, and all you got to do is receive it. It's a blessed gift. Come to him like you are, and I promise he'll save you. I see my time is quickly gone. Pray for us in Jesus' name. Amen.